WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Recently, there have been dramatic headlines about the polar vortex and even a description claiming that you can picture it as a polar hurricane. With that analogy, the polar vortex became a runaway train, making headlines across the country as it brought the icy finger of cold, death, and destruction to the United States. Whoa, wait a minute. Are we talking about the same feature which has been around since 1853? Yes, that's right, 1853. This is not some Armageddon of cold just recently discovered, and it definitely has little resemblance to a hurricane. The polar vortex, also known by terms such as polar cyclone, polar low, or a circumpolar whirl, is a persistent planetary-scale area of low pressure located near either of our planet's geographical poles. In our atmosphere, the polar vortices are located in the middle and upper troposphere and into the stratosphere. These are cold core low pressure areas in the upper atmosphere that strengthen in the winter and weaken in the summer because of their reliance upon the temperature differential between the equator and the poles. They usually cover less than about 600 miles in which the air is circulating in a counterclockwise fashion in the northern hemisphere. And just like other cyclones, their rotation is caused by the Coriolis effect. The Arctic vortex in the northern hemisphere generally has two centers, one located near Baffin Island and the other over northeastern Siberia. In the southern hemisphere, it tends to be located near the edge of the Ross Ice Shelf, near 160 degrees west longitude. When the polar vortex is strong, the westerlies increase in strength. When the polar cyclone is weak, the general flow pattern across mid-latitudes buckles and significant cold outbreaks occur. The polar vortex was first described as early as 1853 in an article called Air Maps, published in Littrell's Living Age. The phenomenon was also documented in the Northern Hemisphere in 1952 through radiosonde observations at altitudes higher than 20 kilometers. These polar cyclones are climatological features that hover near the poles year-round and occasionally can either be forced well south of their typical position, or a significant lobe of the larger spin can break off and plunge south into the U.S. In the case of this latest outbreak of cold weather, a large piece of the vortex broke off and was forced well south over Ontario and the northern Great Lakes. If you have a weather question, you can send it to question@weatherbrains.com.